A stellar black hole is formed by the core collapse of a massive star, either by material fallback on a nascent neutron star or directly. The latter is associated with gamma ray bursts, through collapsars, hypernovae, a supernova explosion where the released energy is 10 times higher than normal, and failed supernovae, massive stars that when their core collapse they form a black directly, thus no shockwave is launched. The mass range of a stellar black hole is still an open question. The main issue is that according to general relativity a black hole may have any mass. But, based on stellar evolution models, it is not possible for a stellar black hole to exist, if its mass is not higher than a few solar masses. Thus a lower mass limit of around 2 to 3 solar is assumed, while the upper mass is still speculative. Estimates suggest that a stellar black hole can be as massive as 60 solar masses. The most famous black hole candidate in our galaxy is Cygnus X1, with an estimated mass of 21.2 plus or minus 2.2. This is a binary system, where a black hole has a 40 solar mass companion star. Finally, remember that black holes are not black, and they are not holes. Neutron stars are less massive than black holes, but they are much easier to be detected. They also result from core collapse supernovae. They are small, radius around 10 kilometers, and extremely dense, comparable to nucleus density. The typical mass of a neutron star is around 1.4 solar masses, but according to models, their mass may range between 1.4 to 2.2 solar masses. Neutron stars have the strongest known magnetic fields. In the case of a magnetar, i.e., a neutron star with extremely strong magnetic field, it reaches values up to 100 billion Tesla. Additionally, a neutron star has an extremely low rotational period. For example, the famous neutron star in the Crab pulsar has a period of 33 milliseconds, but periods between 1.4 milliseconds to 30 seconds have been reported. A neutron star can be detected through its emission. Usually a neutron star is observed to pulse at various bands of the electromagnetic spectrum, thus this kind of neutron stars are known as pulsars. Their emission resembles a lighthouse, thus if the beam is not towards the observer, it cannot be detected. Neutron stars and supernova remnants can also be non-pulsating. These are detected through their emission in X-rays. Fun facts. The gravitational force in a neutron star is so immense that the escape velocity is around 60% of the light speed, on Earth is just 11.2 kilometers per second. You can have mountains forming on neutron stars. These are actually short-scale local density enhancements. As a neutron star spins at such an immense rate, it is possible that its stiff crust may experience ruptures. This will create a starquake. Due to this, the star will have a smaller radius, thus due to angular momentum conservation its rotational speed increases. Image 1, left, optical wide field image of Cygnus X1. The source can be seen within the small red box. Right, illustration of Cygnus X1. A stellar black hole has formed an accretion disk around it, by receiving mass from its companion star. As the hot gas is accumulated at its surface, it emits on X-rays, through a polar jet. Image 2, composite optical image of the Crab pulsar, taken with ESO's VLT in Chile. The image was created using B-band, blue, and R-band, green, broadband filters, together with a narrow-band filter that is focused on the emission of ionized sulfur, S2, red. The neutron star responsible for powering the Crab nebula is the bright point source at the center of the image, opposite the bright arc structure. Image 1 credit, optical, DSS, illustration, NASA/CXC/M. Weiss. Image 2 credit, ESO.